Otac Gospodina našega Isusa Krista.
Because of your love, give me life and I will do your will.
Pojeli nade u pozivu našemu.
Aleluja. Aleluja. Aleluja.
Gospodin s vama.
The Lord be with you. And with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Beware of false prophets who come to you disguised as sheep, but underneath are ravenous wolves. You will be able to tell them by their fruits. Can people pick grapes from thorns or figs from thistles? In the same way, a sound tree produces good fruit, but a rotten tree bad fruit. A sound tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor a rotten tree bear good fruit. Any tree that does not produce good fruit is cut down and thrown on the fire. I repeat, you will be able to tell them by their fruits." The Gospel of the Lord.
Riječ Gospodnja.
Slava tebi, Kriste.
Uvod u svetu misu.
In the introduction into Mass, I spoke about fruits based on the first reading. In my sermon, I want to speak of false prophets. Many people experienced themselves on their own skin the deeds of false prophet, false teacher, false and phony politician or business partner, or many others who deceived even you, perhaps. In Bible, it is written about different false prophets. Every time has some of these haughty heads full of vanity, thinking to themselves they were something great, and they spend their life deceiving people. Beware of those people. Today there are many false prophets. You can find them everywhere. Do not allow them to cheat you, to deceive you. Do not listen their flattering words, but measure on time their bad, rotten deeds and recognize them by their deeds and throw them away. In the history of the false prophets, there were many people who were deceived. They were plotting, causing wars and bloodshed, anxieties. Wars do not happen just like that, but because of those who are plotting, offering golden fork promises, false promises. They present themselves as the voice of God, as their messengers, but the result of their words was absurd: war and bloodshed. And after war was caused and bloodshed happened, nevertheless, many people still followed them, not knowing how to say enough. Many of these false prophets were promising everything, but leaving behind themselves the valley of tears and disorder, many of them used that word of God, but they were under masks, they were wolves under the skin of sheep. Like that little red cap girl from a fairy tale. The appearance of a wolf could deceive her, but not its voice. The voice betrayed him. Matthew says in his gospel, false prophets do many bad deeds, causing fate of people to turn cold. Many false prophets went into the world, says John the Evangelist. Brothers and sisters, they are among us, around us, in our midst. Recognize such a false prophet. Evil spirit has always tried to introduce oneself through good deeds, but just with intention to cause confusion in the heart of men. Our time, unfortunately, is rich in such games. From north to south, from east to west, every nation has false prophets and has more of them every day. What is evil is presented as holy and sacred, noble and good. This is why we have to open our ears and our eyes and recognize such messengers. Each one of us is called to examine whether there is any false prophet in your immediate surrender. Holy Father says that there is darkness in the world. Unfortunately, in the years, the 60s of the 20th century, many thought that there was no Satan, but there are false prophets in our midst. And I underline, even if there was only one, there is one true prophet in the time of the prophet Elijah. There was only one Elijah. And there were 450 those prophets who belonged to Baal. They were messengers, they were paid. Many false prophets are around us. They are sent by evil spirit. Their goal is to confuse us. There is only one who does good in the name of God, whose deeds are good. Do not allow majority to confuse you and deceive you. Do not allow 450 prophets of Baal to deceive you and cheat you. Follow the only one true prophet. How to recognize that one prophet that is true? By deeds. Gospel says it clearly. The fruits of spirit are good prophet, are peace, joy, love, patience, gentleness, tenderness, goodness, fidelity. These are qualities and values and characteristics that Saint Paul underlines in his letter to Galatians. How many times were we cheated and deceived by those who flattering us? In the confusing circumstances around us, we are offered gold and riches on a golden plate, and there is all the more suffering and separation among us. How many times have we been cheated? It takes 1, 2 years, more years to recognize that somebody played a number on us, cheated on us. It takes time for us to see clearly through mask. Ask yourself, did you lose a year or two? What is the goal of false prophets? To deceive, to take us away from the correct direction, from God. Catholics, many are in jeopardy today by those phony prophets. Brothers and sisters, there is a potential of good within us. Let us develop within us that what is good. With our own good and doing good, we are going to conquer evil that is attacking us. Our good is based on God. He is our spring, our friend and teacher, Jesus Christ. He will help us to recognize those who are phony. Just compare him with Jesus and you'll see. Others will recognize by our deeds who we are, who do we belong to. Be not ashamed, be not afraid when it is said you are the word of God, you are the messenger of God, you are friend and disciple of Jesus Christ. Let us pray to God for our good deeds to keep far away from us all false prophets. Amen.